League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey guys, Lance Erlein here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
It's John and Lance.
What in the hell is wrong with him?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. We said Chris to get in here first. Let's go. Chris, what up? How you doing?
What's up, guys? Hey, love the show. Hey, so I agree with Lance. Like, I don't like Derrick Henry here in Houston, specifically because of our offense. I feel like if we brought Derrick in, not only his spot track, like annual salary is going to be off, but you know, he's the type of guy, he's a little like Damien. If we call a run off the right guard and it's plugged up, they're just going to continue to try to force it. So I wanted to give three names and get your opinion on them that are free agents. Their value's a lot less, but maybe they still got some tread on the tires. And that's Austin Ekeler, Tony Pollard, or DeAndre Swift out of Philly. Those guys seem like they can catch out of the backfield, but they can also slash. The reason why I don't like Henry is if we were to put Henry in the lineup, I can see us bringing in two tight ends and CJ under center, and nobody's going to be pulled on the defense with what we're running. So that was my thought. Those three guys, they're a lot cheaper. Maybe saw some tread.
First of all, that's part of the offense. You think you know based on personnel groupings, and it's all a trap. I mean, you run two tights with Derrick Henry, and you say everyone knows what's coming. That's 100% not what's coming. Bobby Slowick, that whole offense is built and predicated on – that's why the offense – is so impressive because they run a lot of two and sometimes three tight end sets and they throw out of it. And when I say they, the people who run those, that form of offense. So I wouldn't worry too much about that.
You know what? Listen, I brought up Derrick Henry because you brought up Derrick Henry before and, you know, talking about it. Yeah. I was like, I poo-pooed it initially. But I prefer DeAndre Swift.
Now, I would probably prefer DeAndre Swift as well because he's younger. I think he's more, as Chris mentioned, he's less tied to an offense. He's got more wiggle, and he's a good pass catcher.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't mind. Now, it bothers me that no one hangs on to him. I think there's an issue, maybe personality with him. He got in a doghouse at Detroit. You don't see Philadelphia hanging on to him. Like, I do wonder, okay, what's going on with DeAndre Swift? Why does no one want DeAndre Swift? But as a football player.
Yeah, but you wondered that about Brandon Cooks, too. And look at him, just catching touchdown passes and being great.
Yeah, nobody seems to like him.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but I know. I mean, he just gets a lot of. He did well for Dallas, too. And there's talk
and
about how
Jack
long he's going to be.
Easterby guy. How could you not like him?
He preys on things.
Yeah.
I think that DeAndre Swift probably goes for. Now, honestly, I think there's a chance DeAndre – well, if his personality is an issue, no. But is there a chance DeAndre Swift goes more than Derrick Henry? In real life, he probably should.
Maybe, but I still think he's in the 6 or 7 range, right? And I think you get motor for – I think if the running back room is now – I think you're going to have to improve the running back room. There's no question. You can't go – and is Damian Pierce just done? I guess we're done. He's done? I guess it's over?
Yep.
Damian Pierce –
yeah, he'll be here.
Here? Yeah. Well, is it over here? Why not get rid of a fifth or sixth?
Because he's on a rookie contract and why get rid of him? He returns kicks. He also fumbles kickoffs. But I don't know why, if he's going to be your third running back, why get rid of him? You need to.
Yeah, he's a cheap option. Yeah,
yeah, you need to. I mean, unless you want to grab a running back in the sixth round.
Yeah,
you know, you
could pick up a guy off the street. I mean.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
But Damian Pierce isn't going to play a role at all, then I don't know. See what you can get for him.
Yeah, but you could, you might be able to get a fifth, maybe a sixth for him, but you could also draft a running back with a sixth and make him your third running back.
I don't think I've ever seen a guy fall as far as Damian Pierce fell.
As quickly?
I mean, right. He was the guy. He was awesome. He
Steve Slayton?
So I just got a text. God forbid. I mean, is there a chance that CJ regresses? Well, I guess. I guess there's a chance that he regresses.
There's a chance.
I mean, first of all, he's playing better teams. They got a year of tape on him, right? Bobby Slowick is back, so that's a huge thing. If Bobby Slowick was gone, there would be a real possibility of regression because he doesn't have that same. You know, when quarterbacks go through multiple offensive coordinators in a short period of time, it's never good. That's never a good thing. There's a chance that CJ regresses. I mean, I thought Damian Pierce was going to be the man and going to dominate, and he was. You know, he couldn't even get on the field at the end of last season. But no,
I don't want Eckler. Eckler's not really a committed runner, and he's more of a specialist. And you see the Chargers are like, yeah, you score a lot of touchdowns, really important, but you're not really. It's hard to really figure out Austin Eckler. And who was the other one? Tony Pollard. He's another one. He's had injuries. I like Tony Pollard, too. Now, I could actually see Tony Pollard.
I could see that.
I could see Antonio Gibson. Antonio Gibson's a guy, too, that I think would be a less expensive option who can run outside zone. Antonio Gibson might be a $4 million option. You could bring him and Motor back. You can have two running backs for $7.5 million, maybe $8 million in your running back room, along with Damian Pierce. So you're looking at, you know, probably like $8.4, $8.5 million for three running backs. That's not bad.
No. Four impending NFL free agent teams regret signing. Number one, Austin Eckler. Number two, Marquise Brown.
Oh, you mean if they get signed?
These are guys.
So when you sign them, you're going to regret it.
You could regret
Hollywood. 100%.
These are the highest, probably boom or bust guys in free agency. Eckler, Marquise Brown, Trent Brown, the offensive tackle from the Patriots, and Devin White. White's best years are probably behind him.
They say White is really how crazy is that? You know when he was drafted?
That's crazy.
Devin White was drafted.
And he was
a huge
part of the Super Bowl.
He was drafted, I think, in 19. His best years are behind him. 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24. No, 23. His best years are behind him after 5 years.
5 years. And he was.
Do you know my buddy Tyler Oberle? I've introduced you to him before. The analytics director in Tampa.
Yeah.
One of the reasons, he didn't want to raise his kids in Tampa, but he was so disgusted after that draft in 19 when they drafted. They totally went away from his. So his recommendation was Josh Allen, the pass rusher, over Devin White. And his thing was linebackers don't last as long. Pass rushers have a bigger impact on game, and typically they're top. You know, he did his studies, and they said pass rushers have a bigger impact on games, first of all, and number two, they tend to have a bigger impact on game for longer times. And so nobody in the building would listen to him. He said, I had no sway. And so he was really upset then and said he was going to start looking at other places. And he did, like, I guess the year after that, and Tom Brady came in and won a ring, and Tyler wasn't there. But he was right. You know, he was absolutely right. And so it's funny how Devin White, after 5 years, and you hear the name, you get excited. He can run. Maybe Texans would still be interested in him, but isn't it crazy that he's going to be cheaper than Al-Azhar Ahir or whatever?
Yeah.
Isn't it crazy that you'll be able to get him for less money?
That's crazy.
Four or five pick versus a guy who was a day three pick, and the day three pick's gone for more than Devin White, who at one point was a Pro Bowler.
Yeah, 21.
I mean, that quick?
In 21, he was a Pro Bowler.
5 years, you're done?
And 2 years ago, he was a Pro Bowler.
He's
like...
20, how old is he?
He's 26.
Wow.
Man.
Wow. Over the hill.
And Tampa
fans
are done with
it. You can't sign a 26-year-old.
But, you know, did you see... We come back. We'll get some more Rockets. But also, there was a cut yesterday, which is spurring conversations about historically bad deals. When we come back, get to that. 8:13. Don't give it away yet. It's 8:13 here on The Bench. I call it The Bench Still with John, Lance, and Mopes.
Right.
No, Mopes.
No, I would be Mopes, but it's not Mopes. The Bench anymore. All the branding says
John Lance. Lance, the bench, and Mopes right here it's on just ESPN.
John and Lance.
97.5.
Yeah. Let's not give it away. But listen, if I was HRP, I would call the Broncos about Russell Wilson and find out exactly what the hell was going on in that building.
Look at this guy.
What? I'm not getting what? If I was HRP, that's what I would do. HRP could take care of your HR problems. Was Russell Wilson an HR problem? I don't know. You don't know. We don't know. All I know is that if he is, and the Broncos have HRP, guess what? HRP going to take care of that. No, they're going to help you with your HR because you don't want to make a mistake with your HR. And HRP does this every single day, and they know, better. You're not an HR expert. You are not somebody who knows how to handle situations in your building, and you could screw it up, and people have lost businesses because they screwed it up. You are not a payroll expert. HRP is. You don't know what you're doing with your payroll. You don't know what you're doing with your taxes. You're not an Affordable Care Act expert. They are. They know everything about the Affordable Care Act, and they're going to help you because it's a minefield out there. And if you screw that up, guess what's going to happen? You're going to have real problems. Let the experts take care of stuff that you're not an expert at. Go sell your widgets, whatever your widgets are. And if your business is growing and your payroll department is getting out of control and you don't know, and all of a sudden you're paying more, you might be paying more taxes than you should, whatever the case may be, HRP does all of that stuff and you don't. So don't do it. Let HRP do what they do. You do what you do. HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
ESPN. 97.5. You're listening to Houston's longest running sports radio morning show from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's John and Lance.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I don't think, have we ever had Gary the Bills fan on before?
No, not that I know of.
Gary the Bills fan.
I mean, we've had some Garys on. We have two different Garys that call in, but maybe one of them is a Bills fan?
Well, this is Gary the Bills fan. I'm not sure that we've had
Gary. We have two different Garys.
Gary, have you called in before?
Yeah, yes, I have. I don't call very often. But, you know, with work and stuff, but I really enjoy your guys' show, and you make me laugh. You guys make me laugh, and there's no better gift you can give to someone than laughter.
There we are.
Oh, Dell said we're clowns. In our ears, he said, told you guys you were clowns.
No, we're bringing laughter, we're bringing joy, Dell.
Yes.
So thank you, Gary.
We warm hearts.
Thank you for the kind words.
Okay, hey, John, this is the first one's for you. Hey, I'm not a big golf guy, but I do watch the major tournaments, you know, when I can. And, you know, I feel that Tiger Woods is going down the path of Johnny Unitas, Willie Mays, O.J. Simpson, you know, just they can't let it go. And I feel that's the path he's going down. I don't want to see this. He just looks aged. If you look at his face, God, it looks like it's just stress is mounting. I just want to know what you think of this.
Well, he's lived hard. You know, he ran hard. He did, you know, he has done some stuff. That's probably a lot of stuff that hasn't even come out. So, yes, his puffy face, he's different. Listen, golf is a game, though, unlike the NFL, the guys that you mentioned, NFL or Major League Baseball, where older guys can still keep on playing, but they have to play against older guys. Tiger can't compete against these guys right now. But when he gets to the senior tour, the Champions Tour, he'll be more comfortable and probably compete. I don't know if he'll ever be Tiger Woods again. His body's not letting him do it. With all the surgeries and everything else, you're right. It is. It's not sad yet, though, like those guys really were. I still like to watch him play, even though he's not the same guy. I still like to watch him play. And you know what? People like to watch him play. The numbers go up when he's playing. So as long as that happens, he's good for golf.
No, I get it. I understand. All right, Lance, this is for you. Hey, Brandon Bean has, through the years, he stockpiled draft picks, okay? You know, and at sometimes he makes moves. And we have 11 this year, including a third round extra compensatory pick for Tremaine Edmonds last year when we lost him. And I feel that with these picks, I want a total reset on the wide receivers. I'm not, Stephon Diggs, hey, it's going to be hard to get rid of a guy like that. But Bill Parcells always said it's better to get rid of a guy a year too early than a year too late. And he's going to be 31 in November. So I this is what I'm thinking. We just traded our backup center to the Bears the other day for a fifth-round pick. And I feel like he's going to make a move to go up to the draft to get one of those wide receivers. And I wanted to get your opinion on that.
So I had them in my mock draft that came out the other day. I had Brandon Bean and the Bills moving up for a pass rusher in Latu from Washington. So I agreed with you. I know they have extra draft capital. I had them moving up because I don't think they can get the impact player that they want at 28. So I had them moving up for a pass rusher. I think Brian Thomas Jr. is going to be gone by then, the LSU wide receiver, because he was so good at the he's so fast at the combine. And so I think he's going to go earlier, possibly to the Bengals at number 19. So I do think there's a very real possibility that Brandon Bean moves up in the draft and goes and targets a player. Could it be a wide receiver? Could be. But there's some really good ones in the second round as well. But they're going to have to replace – first of all, they got to replace Gabe Davis outside because he's a free agent. And they're not bringing him back. And then I kind of agree with you. Man, these – the amount of issues that you're having with wide receivers now, A.J. Brown is a huge pain in the ass for the Eagles. Tyreek's fine. I haven't seen anything with Tyreek except his off-the-field stuff, which is a pain. But Diggs is just – golly, you think you got his brother making comments on social media, his mom or whatever, or his uncle making comments. It's like – and then Stephon is just – like how long can you deal with Stephon – how long can you deal with Stephon Diggs? I mean, I don't know how long you can deal with Stephon Diggs and not being on board with trying to reach the highest level. He's just such a complainer. What do you do? He's special. He's a really good wide receiver. He's going to be 31. Would you trade him? Top receivers get traded now.
Yeah.
Would you trade at 31? What do you get for a Stephon Diggs? I think you have to roll with him one more year, Gary. I really do. I don't think you can. I think you're going to have to stick with him because you can't just reset receivers.
You do have
in one
to draft. If Thomas is there, you have to draft him.
Yeah. And maybe you trade up for him.
Yeah.
Because what could happen is he could end up being your wide receiver one in the future.
Yeah.
Any pick you make, you have to have. You know what? You're probably right. You probably do need to be aggressive with wide receiver because, and Gary's right, because if you can get a guy that you think has wide receiver potential, wide receiver one potential in the future. Not only are you drafting for a guy opposite Diggs this year, you're drafting a guy to replace Diggs as the top target. Remember when Andre Johnson and DeAndre Hopkins were both on the same team? They drafted D-Hop. D-Hop just became wide receiver one.
Yep.
Could be the same thing with Brian Thomas, honestly.
Yep.
He's good. Not at 28. He ain't going to be there at 28, but you do have draft capital to move up.
If he's there at 23, I think that's a real issue for the Texans, if you want to know the truth. Because you got Nico coming up that you might not. We'll find out what they're going to do with Nico, and you got Tank on a rookie contract for three more years. Brian Thomas wouldn't be a bad pick at all at 23 if he's sitting there. I don't know how he falls. He doesn't fall to 23, does he?
I don't have him falling there.
No,
not anymore.
Nope. Speaking of being in your feelings because of wide receivers, Dak is in his feelings. You see that?
I didn't see what Dak said. I still have to get to the horrific deal, but go ahead.
Dell's pulling up the audio on Dak. Go ahead.
Yeah, you got the audio, Dell? He's shaking his head no.
So go ahead.
Who do you think is the horrific deal I was talking about?
The horrific deal?
Historically
what?
Bad deal.
Oh, Russell Wilson.
No. I was talking about Jamal Adams, where you paid two firsts, and the rest of the picks that you traded away became, or you traded two different firsts for him, and I think a second. The picks became like Garrett Wilson. Did you see who the picks became? It was it ended up being, you gave him $45 million. It was an absolutely atrocious deal. So the conversation has been, is the Russell Wilson deal worse than Herschel Walker?
Yes. And the answer is yes.
The answer is yes. But on top of that, the Jamal Adams deal, where Jamal alienated the media, in the fan base, he was most known for getting sacks as a box safety. They traded two first for Jamal Adams, who had no real impact on defense.
You better watch it. Jamal Adams is going to come after your wife.
I know.
You get reckless like this with Jamal Adams.
Oh, no.
Jamal Adams is not afraid.
And you know what's crazy is LSU called him the greatest leader they ever had, the greatest high-character guy. And it's turned out that he's not really – you almost wonder if the money and the access kind of changed him a little bit. Because this is not – and talking to people who have been on the teams with him, some of the personnel people, he has not been what they expected. He has not been the great rah-rah team-first guy that they thought he was going to be. And that just goes to show you, what does a guy do with more money and more time on his hands? You got to ask yourself, is money going to change a guy? And it's really not an answer you can.
Maybe
you really can't answer that when they're 21 years old. It's hard to answer.
Maybe Seattle changes a guy.
Maybe.
Look at
but
Thomas.
Why did the Jets? Why did the Jets
look at two safeties that
Earl Thomas? Yeah. Why did the Jets get rid of Jamal Adams? Just too good a deal to pass
get
up.
Two ones.
Yeah, it's almost too good a deal, right?
Yeah.
But they also may have thought, they have the same value. He's getting ready to get paid, and we don't see the same value. It doesn't cover.
Well, name a safety. I mean, it's been
a high-impact safety.
Troy Polamalu. Well, Ed Reed, Troy Polamalu,
Earl
Bob
Thomas.
Sanders.
Earl Thomas was a big high-impact guy.
And then he turned into a real
weirdo.
Well,
he did, but I mean, he was still a high-impact guy. Bob Sanders was always hurt. Ed Reed was great for years.
But Bob Sanders was playing well. They won a Super Bowl.
Yeah,
Bob Sanders was the reason that they were really
Bob
good defensively
great.
That
just
year.
You just couldn't stay
in the field.
Ed Reed is a Hall of Famer, obviously.
Troy Polamalu. But the list is really short of safeties that had that big. Ronnie Lott have had that big an impact in the NFL.
No, and Jamal. And then, you know, it goes down as, and this is the second time this team did this. Seattle dealt Joey Galloway to the Cowboys for two firsts. And what was, you look back at these trades, two firsts for Joey Galloway, atrocious. Jamal Adams, two firsts for a box safety. Good Lord. I thought he was going to go for a second, and he ended up going for not only a first, but I think two ones.
Two firsts.
And it became, the players they became was, one was Christian Darrisaw, the starting left tackle for the Vikings, who was a Pro Bowl player. And the other one was Garrett Wilson, offensive rookie of the year, who certainly has Pro Bowl potential. What a disastrous move that was. I would argue that maybe is even worse than a Russell Wilson trade.
No.
The money was a killer for Russell, but you had to cut him. You had to cut him early. You don't have to cut him. You could have kept playing with him.
But they couldn't.
He got 26 touchdowns and 9 interceptions last year.
Yeah, great. Jalen Ramsey, two firsts.
You won a Super Bowl.
You did win a Super Bowl, but it's still you can't trade a corner, a safe, two firsts for a Joey Galloway. Are you kidding me? Two firsts. What was Haynesworth worth? What was that? What was that deal?
I mean, he got a $100 million free agency deal,
and that was one of the worst trades in NFL history too. Obviously, Ryan Leaf was one of the worst, but Russell Wilson takes the cake, bro. $85 million in dead cap. And they're paying him $39 million just to not show up. I mean,
the money makes it hard to get around.
Yeah, and it's not even. I don't even know that it's close. That's the worst deal in NFL history. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Any questions that you got or any comments that you got, you want to talk on the radio, you're more than welcome. Right now I'm talking about Home Bank. Home Bank, a community bank, been around since 1908. Now, The people that work there have not been around since 1908. But you know what? You keep on passing it down. It's the same. Pass it down, pass it down, pass it down. And you still have the same philosophy. Business and personal banking solutions for nearly any need. If you have a small business and you're looking for checking accounts or your personal checking account, whatever it is, you want local bankers that are going to help you reach your financial goals. And that's what they're doing every single time. They've got competitive rates, so much so, a 5.15% annual percentage yield on a 7-month CD. Yep, I'll take it. 5.15% on your money for 7 months. Take it. Got to be at least $2,500. The minimum balance is $2,500. You want to put more than that into it. You want a 14-month CD, you got 4.75% APY. So this is a great opportunity for you to show more returns on your money. If it's just sitting there in a savings account, it doesn't make any sense. Make your money work for you. River Oaks, Sugar Land, Gulf Freeway, Baybrook, Friendswood, all the locations that you can find. Home24bank.com. Home24bank.com. Look there for more information. Home Bank. Member FDIC.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. A Cougs tonight at UCF. A big game. We'll see. There's an article this morning in the paper. JoJo Tugler, done for the season. Cedric Lath is going to have to step up, and especially if, you know, we've seen Francis and we've seen Roberts get into some foul trouble. They're going to need Lath. Now, Lath says, I'm just going to get rebounds and that's my play defense and get some rebounds. That's my game right now. Just a freshman. You know what? If he can get some valuable minutes out of him with JoJo Tugler down, that'll be fantastic. But the Cougs play tonight at UCF. Purdue won the Big Ten last night. So they're the number three. UConn has passed them as number two. You know, Purdue is number three, but the Cougs got to keep on winning. They are projected to be the number one seed in the South. They have to win a game or two in the Big 12 tournament, I would think.
I think to be a number one. Probably two locks them in.
Probably, but they're a one seed.
Get to the finals and you're a one seed.
And plus, the good news is Connecticut's out east, Purdue's in the Midwest. There's nobody really challenging them for the South number one seed. Kansas has fallen out of the top 10. I mean, Arizona, they're up there. Tennessee, is somebody that I guess could challenge them for the South. But the Cougs are probably going to be in the South, and that means second round in Dallas when you hit the Sweet 16. So that'll be good. That'll be real good for the Cougs to get there. You want to be the number one overall seed. Allegedly, you want to be the number one seed overall. It's been in the past where the number one seed, you're looking at their two seed in that bracket, and you're like, wait a minute. Yeah. I thought they were the number one seed. They're the number one seed. They're supposed to get the easiest two. And it doesn't always work that way. No, doesn't always work that way. So we'll see what happens with them. Your Rockets won last night. Big win. Nice job. Big win. It was against San Antonio, but man, the effort, the just fun, beating up on Wemby, that was good, clean fun.
It really was like a personal attack.
It really was.
45-16 for the greatest game that Alperen Şengün has ever played.
Right. He said afterwards he dedicated it to Tari Eason.
We haven't talked at all about Tari Eason's
he's done.
Surgery.
Yeah. Tari Eason.
It was weird. Did you see that? A benign growth
in
his lower leg, and they waited to make sure it was that, you know, they couldn't go any further with it. They put a rod in his leg. I don't know. I'm still not exactly sure what happened here. But he exacerbated the issue trying to play through it, and so he's done for the next 4 months. So he's done for the year.
Yeah.
Man, does that worry you a little bit?
Well, no, but, well, I don't like hearing growth at all, even if it is benign.
Yeah,
you know, because that, you know, I don't, it just seems to, so yes, it's a little worrisome, but Alperen Şengün said afterwards, I love him. I love him. I played for him tonight. And so that was awesome. He also had comments about going after Wemby last night, and especially in a one-on-one situation.
What are the keys to scoring when one-on-one with Wembanyama?
It was... He's so tall, really. He's really tall, but he's not that strong yet, you know. So I was going his chest and put him under the rim. So, like I said, they didn't double me tonight that much. So I work and under the rim.
You not only.
That's good. They don't double me too much tonight.
And they don't make a mistake of come over and double
you. Don't double you, me. You don't guess double what
me.
Happens?
If you don't double me, I give you 45. So
that's what I do.
Your choice. You die.
He's not
a thousand paper cuts.
He's not a villain from the John Wick series.
Yeah, no. Don't double. See what happens.
See, don't double.
Yes.
If you don't double, we'll
all
see.
This over a dog. Was he going to say that next? It was just a dog. All this over a dog.
All this over.
Oh,
a
he
dog?
Was going to say, pay that man his money.
He's Turkish.
Same thing.
He's not Russian. It's not the same.
It's close.
It's not.
No.
They're really closer than we are to them.
Well, sure. That's how geography works. But it's not the same culture or the same language.
Yeah.
Well, Turkish food close. Better than Russian food.
Close. Well, yeah. Borscht.
Borscht is good when Ryan makes it.
Man.
We got to stop hyping up Lashane.
Lashane's borscht is great. But you know what he said?
What about his chicken sandwich, though?
He can't sell it here. He doesn't have a chicken sandwich.
Yeah, because he was
awful
at it.
That was when they were doing... No, it was a good chicken sandwich.
You think it's
because... By the way, there's a chicken sandwich downstairs.
I'm aware.
We'll see if you like them.
Well, I haven't gone there yet. Lashane, get out of the chicken sandwich game. And we hear a lot about Lashane. Do we ever hear food coming up here?
I know, that's a good point.
Yeah,
why we talk about him so much?
Does he ever bring us food with that tooth that's missing? No.
No.
It's a fair point.
Too busy watching Maple Leaf hockey.
I don't.
Is he a Maple Leaf guy?
I have no idea.
No,
I just
picked everybody should be
a Maple Leaf
Buffalo Sabres guy.
Boy, does he have some story? No, he's a Manitoba guy. He's from Manitoba.
So what hockey? What NHL team would they root for?
It seems like they have walruses there. I don't even know what that means.
They're like country people who fight a lot.
But he's got to have a hockey team.
Canada is a lot of country. It's a lot of. It's like the show Letterkenny. They're Canadians live in super cold, you know. Farm type areas and fight a lot. They get drunk, they get schnockered, and then just fight. And it's an existence like probably not unlike being living in Iowa or rural Oregon, I would guess, where a lot of wrestlers come from. I think you get bored
and
especially get cold and you're like, you know what? Let me just it's probably like growing up in East Bernard, which is down, you know, which is in the south. South Texas here. It's you just or wherever it is.
I don't know.
Somewhere.
Like growing up in East Bernard.
Yeah, or
Manitoba is like growing up in East Bernard.
Yeah, only colder. Yeah, it's still far. You look around like there's not much to do here. Let's get drunk and let's fight each other.
Yeah. Lashane,
that happens all. That probably happens in Illinois. It's a lot of farmland in Illinois.
Not only in the farmland. It happens
in the big cities,
but
too.
When you're bored, when it just becomes, I'm so bored, let's just fight.
Mm.
Where are the girls in these scenarios? If you're bored,
yeah.
All the girls are there, and they're highly coveted and
highly coveted.
Well, I shouldn't.
As well, they should be ally.
Lashane would have to root for the Winnipeg Jets. You don't know that if he roots for the Winnipeg.
I think
he did
like Winnipeg Jets. Yeah,
that's where Manitoba.
Yeah,
he would root for the Jets.
Did like the Jets? Some of the stories he has. Hockey players were. Oh my gosh.
Oh yeah.
Minor league baseball players and hockey players, NHL or minor league hockey or whatever. It is just a different, my goodness.
Are you, James Harden comes tonight. Are you excited to have James back in town?
I hope they give him what Wemby got.
Are they going to give him another tribute?
I hope not. I hope.
Are we done with James tributes?
I think we should.
You know what his tribute was?
Is he
going to
get booed or cheered tonight?
He'll get cheered.
He won't get booed.
He'll get cheered. You know what the best tribute was? Getting a new Supermax from Daryl Morey every year.
Yeah, but what about
extension?
What about this version of the Rockets? How are they going to pay tribute? Because Rafael Stone was a fan, too.
It's still for Tita.
And if not for Ime Udoka, he would have been back here.
Yeah, Ime ain't cheering for him.
Well, no, he'll probably call him a soft-ass boy or something.
The Fertittas love James.
Yeah, so.
Am I wrong? Am I lying, John?
No.
Rafael Stone used to love James.
No.
Now, there's rumor that James didn't love Rafael Stone. I don't know, but. But Rafael loved James Harden.
Well, and the Clippers were, oh, the cause celebre of everybody. Oh, they're probably the team that comes out of the West now. They've lost three of their last five.
Aren't they still like they top have, three in the West or something?
They
like
lost
that.
To the Wizards, 140 played, to 115.
They have played well with James, though. That's why no longer a story. I'll admit it.
Oh, they won. Excuse me. Yeah, they lost to the Lakers, and they lost to the Kings, and they lost to the Bucks, and they all suck.
Well, those are all teams that'll at least be in the play-in. The Clippers are fourth in the West.
I will admit, though, when James was losing and they had a losing streak,
that was fun.
There was a lot of – it was a fun time.
It was better than this one.
That's hater – listen, is that a hater type mentality?
No,
yes, it is.
Popping.
Yeah. Did I have it? Yes, I did.
Yes.
It was very fun. James helped put us in a pickle, so I was hoping nothing but the worst for James.
Yeah.
I'll say it. I said it. I meant
it. No one's surprised by this.
It.
You don't have to announce it. We know who you are.
Yeah.
We understand how you roll.
Yeah, if you mess up my stuff, then I hope your stuff gets messed up.
I got a hatred for all those. I hated Russell Westbrook.
What did he do? Besides just play hard.
Russell Westbrook, I didn't like him here. I didn't like him. I not like him?
Yeah, no, but why did you hate him? To you?
No, not personally, but he gets upset when you say Westbrook. Stop already.
Yeah.
All right? It's almost, hey, Westbrook.
But why did you just do horse down?
Because
why did you do
your sensitive,
he went to
your
UCLA.
Soft ass. Because of your sensitive soft
ass. But
he
wasn't ass. Like. Everything that's soft is Longhorn.
Yes.
But
no. If you're soft, you're soft.
He didn't ruin anything here, but what does it have to do with here?
What does that have to do with his time here?
That wasn't here.
No, you're just
out your grudges now.
Yeah. No.
What did he do
it
here?
It was that trade that literally destroyed
Blame
the team.
James.
But that wasn't.
That was a James Harden
that
deal.
Was
yeah,
James
I know it was.
That.
The whole thing destroyed
well,
the organization.
What does Russell have to do with it?
I don't like playoff P.
But he has never been here.
I don't care. I don't like him.
This is not an area
I don't
of
like
grievances.
Kawhi. He's a quitter.
This is not an area of grievances. We're doing Houston
stuff
right now.
I don't like
right
the
now.
Clippers. I cannot like the Clippers.
What do
you know
have?
What I
they
like?
Got a lot
when
of guys.
James Harden
you know
sat
what?
And the Rockets beat them.
See, Russ.
But
out.
That was a Rockets thing, and James
Russ got
was on this
hurt.
Team.
Russ is done.
Yeah.
Well done. They think that? He might be back. Do you have something against Norm Powell as well?
No.
No, he's a
just
Clipper,
a good
I'm assuming.
Just a good
I'm asking
player.
John.
What Norman Powell, when he was our...
He doesn't have a moment. You don't have
yes,
a moment.
Yes, whenever... Remember... Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
Remember
what?
The,
what was it when he...
When he was the in charge of our army.
Whenever
that's
we had
Colin
Desert
Powell.
Storm.
Desert Storm.
Desert Storm.
That's Colin Powell.
Oh.
It's probably his kid.
No.
I don't
no.
like him either.
It's not
no,
his
I'm
kid.
Thinking
it's
of
not his kid.
Norman Schwarzkopf.
No.
You combine the two.
Powell.
Powell and Schwarzkopf. It was Powell and Schwarzkopf.
See, you're going Colin Powell. I was thinking of Norman Schwarzkopf.
No. Neither one
so,
played for the Rockets.
That's not the same guy that
I don't
plays
like
for
him.
The Clippers.
Can I not like him?
What do you have against
Norman Powell? I didn't think that
Norman
war
Powell.
I didn't think, well, oh. it was based, the war was based
Are
on
you
some
coming out against the initial Gulf War?
Yeah.
No, I'm going with
the second one?
Oh, no.
No,
second one. The second one we had, it was based on some faulty intelligence, which I guess doesn't have anything to do with Norman Powell necessarily.
Desert Storm was Colin Powell, right?
Clippers.
I liked him, but I don't like his kid, Norman.
That's not his kid.
You don't know.
No, I do
no
know.
No one knows.
Yes, we
know.
Do know. We do actually know. That's not his kid.
It's not on Wikipedia. I'll be honest.
No one can possibly know.
No,
that, so.
I can know. I'm looking at it right now.
I can know about air conditioning.
You could.
Are you sure?
I could know about coffee.
I can know about, okay. Why don't you, okay. You tell people about coffee and then I'll tell people
about
air conditioning.
I'm going to tell people about my coffee. This morning, once again, my buddies are in town. And I get up. He's drinking the dirt flavor. He's got, well, it's called American Dirt. And it's the coffee that Kohlhauser drinks. Kohlhauser is Rip from Yellowstone. Kohlhauser established free range coffee. It's in San Angelo. It's Texas. Okay, I say because we both really like the Texas. I'm going to tell you what I want to push the Texas pecan because I love the Texas pecan. To me, that is what coffee should taste like. The Texas pecan from Free Range Coffee. It's the best. It's the best. I tried the Homestead today. I really, really enjoyed the Homestead. It's not Texas pecan, but I loved it. They've got Mustano as well. You choose what coffee you want. Pick Texas pecan. And here's the deal. You can get it ground. You can get it in Keurig form. You can get it any way. I've got 20% off for you at the Free Rain website. Okay. It's 975coffee.com, 975coffee.com. You put in promo code ESPN20 and you get 20% off. You want that 20% off? Yes, of course you do. You want them to deliver this coffee to you? Yes, you want them to do that. It's American owned. It's Texas owned and made. Okay. It's serving those who serve as well. Proud to serve anyone who serves their country and community, including military, veterans, first responders, nurses, and teachers. Check out 975coffee.com, and they always, always on discount offer. So you're looking for coffee, people, that it's going to change. It's going to change you every morning. It has changed me. 975coffee.com, promo code ESPN20.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Here's an interesting thought by Josh Norris. You know Josh? Trade Brian Burns for pick number 23. Draft A.D. Mitchell at pick 23. Draft Ladd McConkey at 33. Offense is now possible for Carolina.
Wait. 23. Now say this again.
The Texans are 23.
Oh, and they get
Brian Burns.
Okay. He's making a comment about Carolina too. Brian Burns for the 23rd pick, and obviously a huge deal. You got to pay him a lot,
but he's better than anything you'd get at 23.
What are you getting a defensive tackle then? I'm a little bit worried about defensive tackle. It's not a great defensive tackle year. I just can't trust Tavondre Sweat's weight. He was up almost 400 at one point in training. Nervous.
When will he be around? Because you don't pick again until 59.
He could still be there.
Yeah.
If people are worried about the weight, yeah. I don't know what he ran when he ran his 40, because he weighed 366 at the combine, and there's a lot of people going, oh, my God, I knew what he weighed. I was going, oh, my God. What a great job to lose that weight and get down to 366. But he actually moved really well. But you weigh again before you run your 40. So teams know what his real weight is right now. And so if he was just dehydrated down to 366, they'll find out. But regardless, the guy is first-round talent. But you could be looking at a Gilbert Brown gravedigger situation where that was his nickname.
That wouldn't be bad.
Playing a 400.
I'll take Gilbert Brown.
He didn't move. He didn't move a whole lot, but what concerns you is
Vince Wilfork, Gilbert Brown.
I don't know that he was as dedicated in the preparation to the draft as he should have been, and that word is going to get out to teams, and that is going to cause him to fall because he's also not a three down player. He's not going to be a pass rusher. Johnny Newton, he's okay. He's okay from Illinois. Good pass rusher. Not as good a run stopper. They need a run stopper. They need somebody who can stop the run. You had a pass rusher in Sheldon Rankins. I wonder if they bring Rankins back for about – he's not going to get as much as he got in his deal that he had with the Saints. Would you bring Rankins back if you could get him for $6.5 million?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, he plugs the middle. You still got Malik Collins.
See, I do think they're going to. So they, for those who missed it, $12 million a year.
Is Hassan Ridgeway still here?
He'll be gone. 3-year, $36 million deal for Dalton Schultz. Your tight end position is taken care of. I think they'll make a legit, honest effort to try to keep Blake Cashman within reason. I think they'll. It's going to be interesting to see what Blake Cashman. I think Blake may have made himself some money with the Texans. If I'm another team, I look at Blake Cashman, I'm like, yeah, I'll go great. This isn't a very good linebacker draft. I'll go grab Blake Cashman, give him $4 million and see if we can get him to start. You know, put him in a mix to compete for a starting job. But the Texans, so they already took care of tight end, but they've also subtracted $12 million a year out of there. If you get Christian Wilkins, going to cost you over $20 probably. So you now will have spent $32 million. You're almost halfway done on what you can spend. Remember, Nick likes to hold about $6 to $10 million back if possible, or up to $6 million, I know for sure, so he can get deals done during the season, because you still have to have cap room for that. And so now, who are your own free agents you're going to sign? If you sign Christian Wilkins, you can't possibly sign. You can't make a trade for Brian Burns, for example. I don't know that you can sign Grenard. Too expensive.
Yeah. Well,
I would look for a discount running back. I'd look for a discount safety.
Maybe well, is there be in the nothing market for a, that would be there at 20? If you sign Christian Wilkins, nothing would be there at 23.
Yeah, could for a pass rush.
Yeah,
maybe not. I think the top four guys are gone. I think you have to wait, and even then, it's not going to be great. So then you might want to.
There's
go
always
with,
guys that.
But
sneak
see, here's
up.
The problem: you can't do free agency after. So, like, you could go Bryce Huff. Bryce Huff would be less than. You could go Bryce Huff, who's less than Grenard, but you may like Grenard. He's your guy. You might like him better. It's just so tough because everything that I'm projecting, it'd be so easy if you could draft first and then free agency. But you have to get through free agency and then approach your draft. And so if the Texans let Grenard walk, all of a sudden, man, you really need, like, you need, they'll have to sign a here's what will happen. They'll sign a cheaper edge rusher, and it may be somebody like a Bryce Huff, and you say, okay, take pass rush off the board. Not necessarily. Not necessarily. They may not take, well, for Bryce Huff, they probably would. But for a lot of pass rushers, just because you plug somebody in, it just means you're not desperate at that position. The Texans could sign a free agent as safety. Doesn't mean they wouldn't draft safety. They could let Grenard walk, add another pass rusher, and still draft a pass rusher if the right one was there. You just don't want to be so desperate that you have to do something, or teams can trade ahead of you easy because they already know. Like, the Texans have to have defense. Like, this is my concern with defensive tackle. Man, if you don't add a free agent, Byron Murphy, for me, is the only first-round free agent. Maybe Jerzon Newton, if the Texans like him, but he's not a great run stopper. I watched Penn State move him around, a kid who came from Cornell, who's at center now at Penn State. So then you get into, do you want Tavondre Sweat? There's a guy named Jordan Jefferson from LSU that I like who I think could be okay in like the fourth or fifth round. I don't know. I've got all these scenarios going around in my head for the Texans, and it's really tricky. They could go cheaper free agents and fill out a lot of the roster and be fine, but God, part of me really wants them to spend some money and get Christian Wilkins. But the problem is, you know, could you trade for L.J. Snead? Christian Wilkins, L.J. Snead, could you trade for Brian Burns? These are all things that I think are legitimate considerations. Two of them will be trading for guys who are on franchise tags right now. One of them will be a free agent. You'd love to have all three. You really can't. It's not feasible. You have too many free agents to.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I'd rather get the Blake Cashman and Jonathan Grenard.
That's why this whole,
but you got
to
be better.
The whole Saquon Barkley thing doesn't make sense to me because these other positions are harder to find than running back.
Right. Exactly. No, exactly. And you got Motor too. And you fill that in with somebody else maybe. Yeah, running back room is going to be more expensive, but you need to take care of pass rush and defensive tackle first, period. 713-780-3776. My bookie is what I'm talking about now. You can bet on the NFL draft. You want to bet on the draft? You can. All you need to do is go to mybookie.ag, promo code BET975. They'll have all kinds of bets on the NFL draft, and you can find them there. You can find everything. What do you want to bet on? Did you want to bet on the Rockets? The Rockets went from 6.5 to 7.5 right before the game. It was like, wow, that seems like a big number against, because the Rockets really aren't, oh, they took care of that business. Don't worry. Okay. Because Wemby, you know, he just ain't ready. He ain't ready for LP. So here's the deal. Did you make money? Did you not? Did you know that the Rockets were going to win? Did you not mind giving that 7.5? Well, you got it at mybookie.ag, promo code BET975. Anything that you want to bet. And a casino room is awesome because you got live dealers. You can get in there with live dealers and you can bet, win, and get paid. You, my friends, need to put in promo code BET975 because you get a bonus when you sign up. Or you get a bonus when you load up, if your funds are low. All you need to do, the place to play, win, and get paid, mybookie.ag, promo code BET975. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere. MyBookie.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field.
Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.